In a series now called Ready for a Fresh Start. And what we've been doing over the weeks is taking the time to go look at some experiences in the Scripture of where Jesus interacted with some folks. And as a result of that interaction, a fresh start took place. And while we're doing that, we look at each of these experiences and we try to glean from them, you know, obviously for our own personal lives. You know, what can that mean for us? I mean, what can this fresh start look like in my life? But also, because we're in a fresh start as a congregation right now, and what is this, third week in the new building? Fourth week? What are we up to? Yeah, I'm so overwhelmed, I lose track. I'm sorry. But it's a fresh start for us in this new place. And so part of it, too, is for us as a congregation, as Christ Church folks, to just remind ourselves about this fresh start, too. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to another experience today and look at where Jesus interacts with somebody. And today we're going back to the Sea of Galilee. We're going to that town on the north shore called Capernaum. It comes out of the Gospel of Mark and starts right away. It says, Jesus went back to Capernaum, and a few days later, people heard that he was at home. Anything strike you about that verse? Some of you are probably sitting there saying, wait a minute. I thought his home was in Nazareth. Remember? Yeah, thought his home was in Nazareth. But now we got Mark saying, wait a minute, he's going to Capernaum, and he was there a few days in his home. This interesting thing is happening in Jesus' own ministry in somewhat of a fresh start. He came from Nazareth. He's already returned to Nazareth, and you remember the reception he got in Nazareth, his hometown, right? When he went back to Nazareth, the folks were like, wait a minute. We know this kid. We've seen him grow up. Who does he think he is? He wasn't received very well in his hometown. So it seemed what's happened is he's taken some of his own teaching, his own advice, where later on he tells the disciples to kind of shake the dust off of that town and move on. It seems he's literally done that. That he has now kind of made Capernaum his home. He is kind of based now out of Capernaum and traveling around there and across the Sea of Galilee. And tradition has it, in all probability, he was living there in Capernaum in Peter's house. And so that's kind of become his residence. And the text tells us wherever Jesus is, and people get word of that, they begin showing up. And so the same thing takes place. He's in Capernaum. He's probably at Peter's house. And people hear he's in town, and they begin showing up at the house. And the next verse tells us, then so many of them came to the house that there wasn't even standing room left in the front of the door. So Jesus is there. He's in the house. People keep showing up. And now there is such a crowd of people that the house is absolutely stuffed with people. It is so stuffed that you can't even squeeze your way into the door. Okay? It's kind of like when you're at that high-rise hotel and you're, you know, waiting for the elevator because you're like on the third floor and there's like, you know, 12 floors and the elevator's coming down. And by the time it gets to the third floor, the door opens up and it's stuffed. And you look at it and say, no way, not going to happen. And you say, I'll wait for the next elevator. Anybody had that experience? Yeah, you say, look, there's no way I can squeeze into this experience, right? That's the way it is in this house. It is apparently absolutely packed with people so that you can't even squeeze into this experience. And yet somehow, in the middle of this experience, there is a fresh start that happens. Just an amazing, incredible, fresh start that takes place. And that's the way fresh starts are. Fresh starts squeeze themselves into the busyness of our life. I suppose some of you out there feel like life is pretty full right now. It's pretty packed right now. When life is full, when life is packed, there's still the opportunity for you to experience the fresh start that God wants to bring to your life. And fresh starts happen. They just happen. First of all, in this experience, the fresh starts happens because Jesus is teaching. It's one of the things I'd lift up for you today. A fresh start happens when you listen to what Jesus has to say. The people are packed into the house. The text is very clear. It says, Jesus was still teaching. What is he doing? Teaching, right? He is pouring out the word. He's telling people the truth about life. Fresh starts happen when you get engaged with the scripture, when you get engaged with the teaching of Jesus. The Bible is an incredible, awesome book. And it was given to us so that in the busyness of our lives, while we feel so overwhelmed and life seems so packed, that the word of truth can enter into that experience and give us a fresh start. Jesus is there. He's teaching. The people are listening. And in the midst of it, while the word is being proclaimed, a fresh start takes place. Now, you got to understand this. If you're going to have a fresh start, you got to get engaged with Jesus' teaching. I mean, it just can't happen if you don't put yourself into the experience and the opportunity of listening to what Jesus has to say. You can want a fresh start all you want. You can desire a fresh start all you want. But until you get engaged with Jesus and his teaching to give you the path of how fresh starts happen, they just can't happen. While he's in this house, he is teaching. And in the middle of the proclamation of his word, the fresh start takes place. Fresh starts take place when you get engaged with Jesus' teaching. It's the only way it can happen. Second thing, those fresh starts happen when there's people who believe Jesus' teaching and they care. People who just care. The text tells us that Jesus is teaching. It says in verse 3, when four people came up carrying a crippled man on a mat. Jesus is teaching. Okay? Obviously, these four guys must have heard him before because they are moved now to care for somebody else. There is a man who is crippled and lying on a mat. Now, we don't know, you know, how long he had been crippled. We don't know what, you know, what the actual physical reality was for him, other than he is absolutely confined to the mat. You see, the reality is for the crippled guy, there was no way a fresh start was going to get into his life unless somebody else came into his life and took him to Jesus. See, if those four guys would have got up that morning and said, hey, I hear Jesus is in town. And man, last time I was at the house, his teaching was awesome. I want more of that. If they just would have got up that morning and said, hey, I'm going to Jesus' house. I'm going to get there early because it's going to be crowded. And just gone to the house and just kind of pushed their way into the house and just been part of the crowd. Guess who never would have experienced a fresh start? The guy on the mat. Because the guy on the mat had no opportunity, no way to get to Jesus unless somebody else came into his life. Fresh starts happen when you and I are willing to carry somebody else's burden and get involved in their life. You probably know people already. They're coming to your mind just as we're talking together this morning, who are paralyzed by something. I mean, their life is just stuck. That they're paralyzed. They're crippled by some stuff from their past. They're paralyzed. They're crippled by overwhelming things that are just entering into their life. They're crippled by some of their bad relationships. They're crippled by some of their associations that just aren't encouraging them or doing any good for them. You know those folks, right? You see, the reality is those folks are paralyzed and stuck in those places until they get somebody else in their life that says, you need to get engaged with Jesus and his teaching. Those four guys got up, and instead of going there just for themselves, they decided on that day they were going to go enter into their friend's life and do an awesome thing to bring him the opportunity for a fresh start. Fresh starts happen when people decide they can believe what Jesus teaches and care about somebody else. Fresh starts happen when you're ready to reach beyond the boundaries. When you're ready to reach beyond the boundaries. There was a semi-truck driver who didn't believe the signs, apparently, that, you know, bridge is so high, right? And his truck was a little bit higher. And so, of course, he's driving down the road. He sees the sign, thinks, right under the bridge. And, of course, his truck becomes absolutely wedged underneath the bridge. So they get the police out there, obviously. They get the bridge engineers out there. They get tow trucks out there. You know, they put chains on it. They pull, they tug, they try everything these engineers can think about, how to get this truck, you know, dislodged from underneath the bridge. Finally, what happens is, while the traffic is backing up, apparently one little girl rolls down her window and shouts at the men over there, the smart engineer types, and says, "Why don't you let the air out of the tires?" See, it took somebody else to think a different way, to go beyond the boundaries, to come up with a solution. These four guys, they take this guy with a mat, and they know Jesus. They've apparently heard his teachings. They absolutely believe that Jesus can make a difference in this person's life. And so they carry that mat, and when they get to the house is absolutely packed. And when they go to the front door and they look at the door, they say, "There is no way we're going to get this guy in this mat into this house." Now, they had a choice. They could have settled for the polite boundaries and simply said, "Hey, man, sorry. Not going to work today. Hopefully the master will be in town tomorrow. Maybe we can work it out tomorrow." But instead, they decided they were not going to let the boundaries of politeness get in their way. They started thinking beyond the boundaries of that experience. Now, in Palestine, in those days especially, houses normally had flat roofs. What they did is they built a flat roof. You can go into the Old Testament in 1 Kings and have the experience of Elijah actually living up on a roof. You can go into Acts and you get the experience of Peter praying up on a roof. So the roof was just kind of flat. It was there. They would take beams and then about 3 feet apart, and then they put twigs and stuff like that, and then they pack them with clay and dirt and create a hard floor up on the roof. And then they had, you know, stairs going along the side of the house, the exterior of the house, so you could go up, and the roof became a useful place. These guys come, the house is absolutely packed. And instead of letting the limits of the experience dissuade them from getting to Jesus, they go beyond the boundaries. They go beyond the boundaries, and they go up into the roof, and they start digging. Here's what the text says. But because of the crowd, they could not get him to Jesus. So they made a hole in the roof above him and let the man down in front of everyone. Now, think about this experience for a minute. Remember, the house is packed, right? The house is packed with people. These guys go up on the roof and they start digging. They're digging through twigs and mud and clay. What do you suppose is happening inside the house? Well, anybody who is right there is going, "What the?" Right? I mean, they're in the house, mud, clay, twigs, and they're going, "What is going on here?" You see, these guys are so determined and convinced that Jesus makes all the difference. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get their friend into the experience of Jesus. They know Jesus can bring the fresh start. You need to think this morning, not only about the people that you know who are bound, who are just stuck and paralyzed and crippled for some reason, but think also about letting go of the boundaries. Letting go of the boundaries that are keeping you confined and not allowing you to just step out for Jesus. To just step out and do what it takes to be able to stand up for Jesus. Church, that goes for us too. You know, we're just absolutely thrilled, right, about being in this incredible, wonderful building and every opportunity it affords us. It is absolutely awesome. But we got a covenant from the get-go here. On this fresh start, we are all about people. And we care more about people than we do about this building. And if we need to tear the roof out so somebody can come to Christ, start digging, people. Right? It's more important. People are more important than the carpet, People are more important than the chairs. People are more important than all the toys we got in this building. People are absolutely more important, and we need to make sure we're always pushing the boundaries to find those ways that allow us to connect with those people and say, guess what? Jesus can give you a fresh start. He can give you a fresh start. And just grab hold of their mats and bring them to that place where they're engaged by Jesus' teaching. And that means that first and foremost, we need to make sure that that's what happens in this place. That we are absolutely governed by simply Jesus' teaching. By His truth, by His word, by what the Scripture has to say. That we don't let opinions of the world, we don't let opinions of this person or that. We simply stay focused on the reality of saying, look, this is the truth. This is what Jesus teaches, and that's what we pass on to people. The simple truth about what Jesus can do in life. That's what took those guys to that house, and that's what took them up onto the roof, and that's what made them start digging, because they knew Jesus could make all the difference in their friend's life. They exercised incredible faith. That's the next one. Fresh starts happen when faith is greater than sin. Fresh starts happen when faith is greater than sin. The text says, when Jesus saw how much their faith they had, He said to the crippled man, my friend, your sins are forgiven. Now remember, this guy was crippled. He was paralyzed. He was stuck on a mat. And Jesus looked at him and said, look, it's over. Your past is past. Here's a fresh start. Friends, I want you to understand, the same is true right now. Jesus is in the house this morning. Now, I wish the house was a little more packed, but it's good. But I can tell you, whether packed or not packed, Jesus is in the house this morning. And He wants to say to each one of you, whatever past you have, you don't have to carry it out of here today. Whatever paralyzes you, whatever is keeping you crippled, whatever is holding you back, whatever burden seems so heavy in your life, you don't have to carry it anymore. He wants to say to each one of us in this room this morning, hey, friend, your sins are forgiven. You've got a fresh start. You've got a fresh start. And that's why Christ Church is here. We're here so that every week we can be engaged by Jesus and we can hear that word so powerful that says, it's a new day. It's a new week. You've got a fresh start. Church, we have the most incredible message the world could ever hear. That they don't have to live paralyzed lives or crippled lives anymore. Jesus gives us a fresh start. But now you have to understand, if you're going to receive that fresh start, the fresh start comes on God's terms, not your own. A fresh start happens when you receive it on God's terms. Look what's happening in the house. It says, some of the teachers of the law of Moses were sitting there. They started wondering, why would He say such a thing? He must think He's God. Only God can forgive sins. Right away, Jesus knew what they were thinking, and He said, why are you thinking such things? Is it easier for me to tell this crippled man that his sins are forgiven, or to tell him to get up, pick up his mat, and go home? Now, look at what these guys were thinking in their minds. I mean, right away, Jesus is doing this amazing fresh start. The guys on the roof are cheering and saying, Jesus can do this. I absolutely believe that Jesus can give my friend a fresh start. But there's some other people in the house. And they're like, well, what's going on here? Who does this guy think he is? Does he think he's God? In their minds, they want to say, wait a minute, no. This can't happen. And Jesus' response is quite simple. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Right there in that packed house is the incredible presence of God. And Jesus is simply saying to this crippled man, look, because I am who I am, your sins are past. Because Jesus is exactly who he said he was. Our sins can be past. He can simply say to us, just like he said to that crippled person, listen, your sins are over. Your sins are past. You've got a fresh start. We believe and we know he is exactly who he says he is. And if he is who he says he is, we have to receive that on his terms and not make him what we want him to be, but let him be who he is. And that's the incredible presence of God. When we receive a fresh start, it's always on God's terms, and it always comes according to Jesus' authority. Look at the text again, verse 10. It says, I will show you that the Son of Man has the right to forgive sins here on earth. So Jesus said to the man, get up, pick up your mat, and go home. Isn't that awesome? Packed house, they're doubting. A few four guys, not doubting. Jesus says, look, I'll show it to you. I'll show you that I am exactly who I say I am. And he exercises his authority by simply saying, look, get up, pick up your mat, and go home. See, when a fresh start comes, you have to receive the authority of Jesus in your life. And that means there is no other authority. You see, if you want the fresh start he brings, if you want the past to be the past, if you want new life to be yours, then you receive that, but it comes only from him, and it comes only according to his authority, and you got to live only according to his word, and you got to have your life according to his truth, and you got to give up all the other stuff. You got to give up all the other stuff and start simply living the way Jesus wants you to live. And there's no other way. There is absolutely no other way. You simply live under his truth and his authority. He said to the man with all authority, look, just get up. Get up, pick up your mat, and go. Now this guy who's lying on the mat is at an absolutely awesome moment, isn't he? All he's known apparently is being paralyzed for a while. And now he is in a packed house. And Jesus says to him in the authority of God's own Son, get up, pick up your mat, go home. He has to decide right then, right there, will he listen to the authority of Jesus or will he be influenced by all the opinions in the rest of the house? Do you see that? He's got to decide. It's a packed house, remember? He's got all these people watching him. He's got all these people looking at what he's going to do. He's got all these opinions in the house. He's got the religious leaders standing there questioning Jesus and saying, who do you think you are that you can do this? He's got all this right there packed in the house. And he has to decide. Am I simply going to stand up today because Jesus tells me to? Am I just going to stand up and live under the authority of Jesus and ignore all the other opinions, ignore all the influences in the room, and just stand up and say, Jesus is enough for me. Jesus is in the house. My friends, your sins are forgiven. And you need to decide, is that enough? Is it enough for you today to be able to simply take his word of truth and his authority over your life and be able to stand up and say, from now on, I live for Jesus and that's enough? Now think about this guy. When he got up, what does he have to do? He's got to get up, follow the authority of Jesus, and go where? Home. What does that mean he has to do? He's got to get out of a packed house. You ever been at the back of the elevator when it's been packed and you try to get out the front door? What does it mean? This guy's got to stand up for Jesus and say, excuse me, pardon me, going through, coming through, here we go, go out. Right? He's got to stand up in front of all these people with all their opinions and influences and say, look, I'm just going to do what Jesus tells me to do, and I don't care about the obstacles and the challenges and the people are going to try to stop me and the voices are going to try to pull me back. Jesus says, get up, go home. I'm going home. And he's got to find his way through that crowd and just make the way to say, Jesus told me to. That's what I'm going to do. Church, it's the same thing for us. All we have to stay focused on is the authority of Jesus in our life. And just do it. Just stand up. Just stand up and face those obstacles and face the challenges we're going to face and say, it's okay. Because Jesus is exactly who he says he is. And he has the authority in our lives. When this guy did it, the text said it was absolutely amazing. Fresh starts are absolutely amazing. It says the man got right up. He did just what Jesus said. He got right up. He picked up his mat and he went while everyone was watching in amazement. And they praised God and they said, we have never seen anything like this. When you experience the fresh start that Jesus brings to your life, it is so amazing. There is nothing the world can bring like the amazing fresh start Jesus can bring to your life. I want to invite you today, if you're in this room, hear what Jesus has to say. He's in the house. My friends, your sins are forgiven. Pick up your mat. Toss aside whatever's crippled you in the past. And just listen to what Jesus says over your life. And push your way through the obstacles under his authority. And stand up and stand out in front of everybody else and let them know how amazing Jesus Christ really is. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today. We ask to be those kind of people. We want that fresh start. We want that incredible fresh start that Jesus is in the house. He's in our lives. He's speaking to us, and he's giving us that authority to just stand up as forgiven people, to let those things that cripple us just be thrown aside, to overcome the obstacles and the barriers and to think beyond the boundaries and just stay focused on his teaching, his word, live according to his truth, and to just keep moving forward knowing that his love for us is enough. His promises are all we need. And because he is exactly who he says he is, we will endure, we will overcome, and we will be his forever. We ask for this fresh start in his precious name.